WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two utilities have issued advisories. BTU is reminding homeowners about ongoing tree trimming throughout its service area in and outside of Bryan. Also, motorists north of Carlos will have to navigate around a road closure all week. That's because the Texas Municipal Power Agency is making emergency repairs to its rail line. A map and more information is online at WTAW.com. A Washington man died early yesterday morning after being hit twice by vehicles. Dispatchers say 30-year-old Charles Swede Jr. was lying in the road about half a mile outside of Washington on FM 1370 when he was struck by the car of a Navasota woman. He had been hit earlier by someone who did not stop and who hasn't been found. Troopers from the surrounding areas worked the scene for about 5 hours. A Bryan man with a considerable criminal history in Brazos and Burleson counties is returning to prison. 48-year-old Larry Haley was sentenced Friday for a domestic violence incident that occurred 4 years ago. Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says Haley knocked his girlfriend unconscious, then he slapped her daughter to the ground. Haley, whose record includes a burglary with the intent to commit sexual assault 20 years ago in Caldwell, received a prison sentence of 14 years. But Calvert says Haley is eligible for parole in 2.5 years due to the lack of felony convictions.
The facts of the burglary in Burleson County were pretty bad, but he was given, frankly, the gift of probation. And then while he's on felony probation, he picks up 2 DWIs. While he's on felony probation, under normal circumstances, you should be heading to the penitentiary. They didn't. They instead tried to help him and put him in rehab, you know, put him in safety for a year. After that, he gets another DWI, and they finally did send him to prison, but they didn't convict him on the DWI.
Haley also has 2 pending DWI charges, his 8th and 9th, but Calvert says they're misdemeanors because Haley has only 1 conviction due to how prosecutors handled the prior cases. A Navasota man has admitted to shooting his estranged girlfriend just more than a year ago at a friend's home in southern Brazos County. 43-year-old Daniel Lee Barker was sentenced to 29 years in prison for aggravated assault of a family member with a deadly weapon. Assistant District Attorney Brian Baker says he spoke to the victim about the plea agreement.
Her overriding concern when I talked to her was she didn't want to have to face him if she didn't have to, and she just never wanted to see him again, and she wanted to know that he was away and she was safe.
Baker says Barker was also ordered to pay nearly $33,000 restitution to the Crime Victims Compensation Fund, which paid the victim's medical expenses. In May of last year, Barker was outside a home south of Milliken on Navasota Ridge when he fired a shotgun through a kitchen window. Cassandra Ross of Navasota was shot in the head. Ross's 6-year-old daughter, another woman, and 2 men were elsewhere in the home. None of them were injured. Brazos County Sheriff's officers found Barker about 250 feet away, laying down in the woods with a gunshot wound to his chest. The shot was fired from the same shotgun used to shoot Ross. Blinn College continues to enjoy enrollment growth. The first summer session headcount on Blinn's Bryan campus reached nearly 4,100, which marks an 8% increase. Also, the number taking classes online is at its highest level in 5 years, at almost 6,700. For the entire Blinn system, the number of credit hours is up by 5.5% over the same period last year. At A&M, summer numbers are about the same as last year at nearly 17,000 students. An A&M graduate from New York State was among 3 American soldiers killed and 3 wounded Saturday in a so-called insider attack in Afghanistan. Army Lieutenant Colonel Todd Clark, Aggie class of 1994, was on his second tour in Afghanistan. Colonel Thomas Collins of the International Security Assistance Force told Fox News Radio that the victims were shot at a base near the southeastern border with Pakistan.
We had several soldiers who were attending a meeting with Afghan officials, and when they came out of the meeting, they were suddenly being fired upon by 2 individuals wearing Afghan National Army uniforms.
One gunman was killed almost immediately, and the second was detained. Collins says it has not been determined if they were Afghani security personnel. Clark's 17-year Army career also included 3 tours in Iraq. During his first tour in Afghanistan, Clark received the Purple Heart after he was injured in an IED explosion 3 years ago. Today marks the return of the Texas 4-H Roundup to Texas A&M. The Roundup involves 4,000 youth and adults in the organization's premier leadership event. After 64 years in Aggieland, the event moved to Lubbock last year. Coordinator Kyle Merton says they learned a lot in planning for this year.
As far as the structure, the look, the feel, how we work better with the community and such, the universities and other local partners, and so that was a big plus for us in learning that and being able to take that and kind of replicate that model back when we came to College Station.
For instance, local fundraising has lowered registration costs so more can attend, and for the first time, participants are staying in motels instead of on campus. You're invited to most of the events. More information's on our website at WTAW.com. And we already told you about driving problems in the Carlos area, but this morning there is one more situation. If you travel Highway 30 in your morning commute, an accident's been reported at Highway 30 and 244 in Carlos. Foggy conditions this morning make it more hazardous. Again, that's on Highway 30 and 244 in Carlos. WTAW News Time is 7:13 at 71 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well, but there are also a lot of people that love great styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different, so we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. So grab your best friend, your spouse, or your buddy at work and order your tickets to the award-winning Broadway shows and concerts coming to Rudder Auditorium as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season at Texas A&M. Ordering tickets is hassle-free, parking is convenient, and the experience? Well, the experience is world-class. For more information, visit mscopus.org. And be sure to vote for Opus as Best Family Entertainment in this year's Best of the Brazos Valley.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
With us heading into the middle part of June, our temperatures will start to get uncomfortably warm each day. Lots of sunshine today, 95. An isolated thunderstorm may develop by late today. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun, perhaps an isolated storm late in the day tomorrow, 90 to 95. It'll be mostly sunny and very warm on Wednesday. Highs will be up around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Coming up, we'll get you caught up with the 376,000th NCAA championship for track and field at A&M.
Mm-hmm.
An exaggeration, but not by much. Brazos Valley Bombers back in winning ways, and also we'll pick up where we left off in the NBA Finals, as well as the French Open. All that with sports and more coming up at 7:50.
Do we care where we left off with the NBA Finals, after all?
I do.
Okay. It goes because it goes until what, September the 4th, is that right?
Just before the World Series.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, again, it's Miami and San Antonio, you know. It's see how that works out for you. What happened to San Antonio? What'd they score, like 85 points or something?
They got
drubbed.
Well, it was tight through the third, and I think they just got outrun a little bit. Final score ended up being 103-84.
Oh, okay. There you go. All right, so how do you like your eggs? Polling America, All You Magazine. All You Magazine asks people how you like your eggs.
At your house.
Yeah.
I don't like them at all.
I don't know. You don't like eggs at all?
If it's got pecan sauce and cheese on it, I'll eat them.
Well, that's basically if it doesn't smell like eggs.
That's true for almost anything except donuts. I mean, cheese and pecan sauce and crumbled bacon, you know.
Oh, anyway. Wow.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Anyway, the number one choice is scrambled. And number two would be over easy. Now, what you have to remember is if you screw up the over easy, it becomes scrambled, right? I mean, isn't that part of it?
Yeah.
Because you can't really mess up scrambled eggs. You know what I'm saying? This whole thing about over easy really works well until you go, ah, dang, you know, and then you break it, and then you got to mix it up and make it look like you meant to do it that way.
It also becomes scrambled if you're trying to make an omelet. I've made several wronglets, as I call them.
Wronglets?
I like that.
And so those often end up as scrambled if it just can't be fixed.
Well, we got one of those omelet pans, which is really cool because you can't screw that up. You know what I'm saying?
They just flip it over?
I'm sure somebody could.
You mix all that stuff up in together, and then you just pour it in there, and you close the lid down. You've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you've seen them on commercials.
I was going to say, you had an as-seen-on-TV product?
No, it was actually, it's fancier than
Let's
that.
All
Hello.
Throw our heads back and laugh.
I cooked mine this morning in about a half inch of bacon grease, and it worked great.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Once again, bacon grease being the default item there.
Fix anything with bacon grease.
Yeah, no, this isn't as seen on TV because actually this was built well enough that the handle wouldn't fall off the fifth time.
Oh, well, okay. Hey.
Which is most everything that you get.
Was it 1995?
No.
The low price?
I don't know. No, we've had it for years.
We
probably had it since 1995. You know, over easy is number two. This is how you want your. How do you like your eggs? Number one is scrambled. Number two is over easy. Number three is other. What is other?
Poached?
No.
Oh, poached is
in there.
Good.
Hard boiled is in there. Over medium is in there. And omelet is in there.
Well, deviled is yummy. Deviled is one of my favorite ways to eat eggs, but I don't eat it that way for breakfast usually.
Well, no, it didn't say for breakfast. Just how you like your eggs.
Okay.
And other.
I think, does it depend on what kind of egg? Like, I like duck eggs over easy.
You know, how about you, Kevin? Yeah, I can't remember the last time I had an ostrich egg over easy.
I like my eggs.
That sounds like too much.
On the side.
I know.
Like in the kitchen still.
Right. Yeah.
With bacon and beans in my tortilla is what
talking,
I like.
I'm talking to the wrong guy.
Good. That sounds good.
Duck eggs, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very nice over.
Are they?
All right.
Do they taste different than chicken eggs?
Yeah,
do they?
They
How
have
so?
Kind of a distinct, it's a stronger flavor.
Oh, God, that would make it even worse.
It's an eggier flavor.
It's a different flavor from a chicken egg.
Yeah.
Is it gamey? Is that what you're getting at?
I guess it could be described as gamey.
You can't
possibly.
Say it tastes like chicken because, you
yeah,
know.
It just tastes like a duck egg. I don't know. You have to try
one. No, thanks. I don't think so.
They're yummy.
Not on purpose, anyway.
No, well, I'm right there with you, Scott.
Duck eggs are what turned me on to the over easy eggs. Before, I didn't like it over easy, but after I had a duck egg, man, I was like, this is good stuff.
So the yolk is a bigger yolk, is it?
Slightly bigger.
Okay. And now, I mean, now did you just walk out into the yard and knock the duck off the nest and get the egg?
No.
You bought it in a store?
No. I was staying on a raspberry farm in South America. And they had ducks, and so instead of chicken eggs, we ate duck eggs at their house.
So in other words, you all you did was sit at the table and consume. You had no idea how distraught the duck was because the egg had been taken away from it,
right? Well, I could see the duck running around in the yard. I mean,
yeah, distraught, no doubt, because they took the egg.
I would have been.
Yeah.
I don't think the duck was distraught.
Okay.
And besides,
let the duck know we've got company. They're going to lose an egg out of this deal.
They lay an egg whether or not that it's going to hatch. They're only, like, eggs are viable or non-viable.
Mm-hmm.
It just because it lays an egg doesn't mean that that's going to be a baby inside.
Much like the show is right now.
Yeah, okay. So,
what are you saying, it stinks?
The company that makes Cadbury chocolates and Oreos is launching a new chocolate that can resist heats of up to 104 degrees without melting.
Well, is how much wax is in it?
Well, that's the other thing. It's probably like brown wax. Probably when they put a little cocoa in it.
Tastes like a crayon.
Yeah, you're not likely to see it in the U.S. It's headed for warmer climates, as analysts see. It's not much of a gimmick, but actually a pragmatic business thing. It's a way to make money. Mendeliza International, which has been working on the product for about a decade, wants to help increase sales in emerging markets like Africa and the Middle East. Once again, and of course, a lot of the vendors don't have refrigeration. So my thought is, yes, they haven't had good chocolate, so they'll just feed them that.
Yeah, chocolate flavored.
What are they going to know?
Yeah, right, exactly. What's it going to hurt? It's fine. They're not part of our regular market now. Okay, just because I guess we've run out of every other world championship that we could probably have, congratulations to Brian Bednarik. Brian Bednarik has broken a world record over the weekend, apparently. Brian can clap faster than anyone.
Wow.
He has shattered the world record of clapping a record 802 claps in 1 minute.
Perhaps he's the happiest man of all.
I don't know. The previous record was 721. So you're saying to yourself, oh my gosh, what would it sound like if you actually listened to some guy clap?
You're gonna play this, aren't you?
Well, I mean, I don't care.
I'd like to hear it.
All right. So
balance. It's interesting given her.
I don't know what that is. What is that right
is
there?
Is that a commercial?
Yeah, it sounds like it is. Okay, well.
It's not me.
I know. No, it's me. We're going to see if we can
find
it.
I'm usually the guilty one on
not
that.
Just, three,
four. Interestingly enough. What?
Oh, cripe. I got to find out where the audio source is. I'm hating this. All right, let's see. Yeah, I don't
we
know
could just
does.
Clap our own hands
No,
think it was a recording.
No, wait, I think I found it. Let's see. All right. Okay, this guy, again, and what he's doing is he's got a guy who's got a stopwatch in front of him saying, okay, here we go, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And his hands really almost touch constantly. And I was trying to analyze how he claps, and then I went, you know, I've got more things important things to do in my life. But,
One, two, three, four.
Now.
Whoa!
Yeah.
It's like Wipeout.
Wipeout with your hands. Yeah. And he's got on headphones. He's got his eyes closed. I mean, he is.
I bet he's a drummer.
I bet
he already had the rhythms down.
Actually, I tried to look him up, and I came up with, just don't go there.
The Zen art of hand clapping.
I don't know, whatever. That's like, he's clapped 280 times now. Okay, that's enough.
That's crazy.
It is. And I don't know where you take that. You know what I'm saying? Because after you've done that, after Jay Leno has you on for a minute, then what are you going to do? Okay? Thanks for coming
work
in.
Work at McDonald's right. or something.
Okay, finally. This is a little bizarre, and I don't remember this.
The clapping wasn't bizarre?
Yeah, okay. The Texas doctor that's been arrested for sending her lover and fellow doctor to the emergency room for all the wrong reasons. Do we have this?
I heard about it. Yeah, it's in The Wire.
Where is it? Do you know?
I'll
have a look. Okay.
Did you see this? Oh, go ahead. I'll hit
according to the charges, breast cancer oncologist Ana Maria Gonzalez Aguello gave head and neck cancer specialist George Blumenschein a cup of coffee, black coffee, at her home in late January. He complained it was sweet and asked for a new cup. And it's not at all creepy, right? She said, it's okay, it's just got Splenda in it, and you should drink the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then she served him a second cup. 4 hours later, this guy begins having slurred speech, poor balance, loss of fine motor controls. 12 hours later, he's in the ER with central nervous system depression, cardiopulmonary complications, and renal failure. He had to go through dialysis. It was not Splenda. No, it wasn't. It was ethylene glycol. That's the stuff that's in antifreeze. She's been charged with aggravated assault, had to forfeit her passport. Her attorney says, no. She's completely innocent.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't find it. All I can find is the woman who killed someone with a stiletto over the weekend.
Yeah, that was the one I was.
Ah, well, no, that's okay. We'll do our pleasant news segment in just a minute.
Best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Good morning. It's 727. Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call them at 268-1162. Well, high temperature today and actually all week, probably going to be around 94, maybe up to 96 by the time we get to the weekend. There is no mention of rain in the forecast. And our low each night probably going to be around 74 degrees. Right now, the winds are calm, 97% relative humidity, and we've got 70 degrees out there.
I'm Paul Atkinson, and Atkinson Toyota is proud to sponsor the Bryan College Station Fire Department's Hot Stuff softball team.
I'm Earl Wurzbach, and your local McDonald's is proud to sponsor the BCS Police Department's Cold Steel team.
Please bring your family and friends to Bluebell Park June 14th for a tribute and salute to your local first responders.
Come show your pride and help us support the 100 Club for their financial contribution to our community.
This game is brought to you by the BCS Chamber of Commerce and St. Joseph Regional Health Center.
Order your tickets at bcschamber.org or call 260-5200.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, is criticizing America for cutting government spending too much and too quickly. The U.S. economy isn't doing as well as it should, she says, because of self-inflicted wounds. At the top of her blame list is sequestration. At the Brookings Institution, she said sequestration alone, if not reversed, could cut a half percent of GDP growth. She called an extremely blunt instrument, imposing deep cuts in many vital programs while leaving untouched the drivers of long-term spending. Now, before she ran the IMF, Ms. Lagarde was the finance minister of France. That doesn't exactly give her a leg up as an expert on economic growth. But she is right about one thing. The biggest fiscal wound is largely self-inflicted. It has a name, Barack Obama. The first fiscal wound was electing him in 2008. That was compounded by the self-inflicted economic torture we're enduring due to his re-election. Now look, folks, despite what Ms. Lagarde says, the spending cuts imposed by sequester were minuscule, like a pimple on a flea. Entitlements are the biggest drivers of government spending, and we aren't doing a thing to reform them. We haven't cut too much too fast. Under Obama, dependence on government programs is growing to epic proportions in everything from food stamps to disability. He's created a welfare state on steroids, something Ms. Moneygrubber is too blind to see or admit.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Charles answered the phone. It was the police. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. You see, LifeLock uncovered multiple fraudulent credit applications. They shut them down. They helped Charles restore his good name and credit. Identity theft is a global crime, and you cannot fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or just call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. 7 arrests for drunk driving, but only one conviction played a part in the sentencing of a Bryan man for striking his girlfriend unconscious and slapping her daughter. Brazos County Assistant District Attorney Ryan Calvert says the DWI history of 48-year-old Larry Haley dates back more than 20 years.
When he got his two DWIs in 95, he was on felony probation out of Burleson County, and the decision was made by someone, I don't know who, back then, to not actually prosecute him for those. Instead, they just used them to modify his probation and send him to safety. They could have done both. There was no reason not to. Then the same thing happened again in 97 after he'd been to safety and he got another DWI.
Haley, who was convicted last month by a jury of the domestic violence incident from 2009, was sentenced by a judge to 14 years in prison. Calvert says due to Haley's criminal history, he'll become eligible for parole in less than 3 years. Also, two pending DWI cases, Haley's 8th and 9th, are considered misdemeanors. A case of domestic violence in South Brazos County from May of last year has been resolved in district court with prison time and payment of the victim's hospital bills. A Navasota man, 43-year-old Daniel Lee Barker, said he shot his estranged girlfriend. Assistant District Attorney Brian Baker says a plea agreement resulted in Barker being sentenced to 29 years.
We're in the area, we're in the neighborhood of reaching an agreement, so it had always kind of hovered right around the 30-year mark.
Barker was found in a wooded area near a friend's home on Navasota Ridge, south of Milliken, shortly after firing his shotgun through a kitchen window. Cassandra Ross was shot in the head. Her daughter and three other adults were also in the home at the time. Baker says the victim, who has moved away from the area, knew about the plea agreement. Barker was ordered to pay nearly $33,000 to the Crime Victims Compensation Fund, which took care of the medical expenses. Troopers from multiple agencies worked a scene about 5 hours yesterday morning after a Washington man was hit twice by vehicles and died. Dispatchers say just after 1 yesterday morning, a Navasota woman was about half a mile southwest of Washington, traveling north on FM 1370 near FM 1155, when her car hit 30-year-old Charles Swede Jr. of Washington. Swede was lying in the road after being struck by a hit-and-run vehicle at an unknown time. Investigation continues. 3 American soldiers were killed and 3 others wounded Saturday in Afghanistan. One of the victims is an Aggie. The death of Army Lieutenant Colonel Todd Clark, class of 1994, was confirmed by his father to the Albany Times Union newspaper in New York State. Colonel Thomas Collins of the International Security Assistance Force says one of the 2 gunmen was killed and the second was taken into custody.
In Paktika province, that's southeastern Afghanistan near the border, we had several soldiers who were attending a meeting with Afghan officials. And when they came out of the meeting, they were suddenly being fired upon by 2 individuals wearing Afghan National Army uniforms.
Clark was on his second tour in Afghanistan. 3 years ago, he received the Purple Heart following an IED explosion. His 17-year career also included 3 tours in Iraq. Collins says it's not been determined if they were Afghani security personnel. More than 21,000 college students are in the Twin Cities this summer. Enrollment at A&M is nearly 17,000, which officials say is about the same as a year ago. Blinn College has a 5.5% increase in total credit hours for the first summer session. The growth is led by the highest number in 5 years of students taking classes online. At Blinn's campus in Bryan, headcount is almost 4,100. That's up 8% from the same period last year. The welcome mat has returned for 4,000 visitors headed to Aggieland. The Texas 4-H Roundup is back at A&M, where it was founded and spent more than 60 years before being held in Lubbock last year. Roundup coordinator Kyle Merton says the year away resulted in creating community partnerships.
One example is getting local hotel occupancy tax money to lower registration costs to allow more people to attend.
And in return, we're putting some more heads in their beds and more people in their restaurants to help support the community.
The four-day roundup includes more than 50 leadership and competitive events and the awarding of more than $2 million in scholarships. You're invited to nearly all of the activities. Learn more on our website at WTAW.com. And drivers commuting through Carlos should be aware that an accident has been reported at Highway 30 and 244 in Carlos, with fog adding to hazardous conditions. Meanwhile, emergency repairs means closing Grimes County Road north of Carlos all week. The repairs are to a rail line owned by the Texas Municipal Power Agency. Online at WTAW.com, you can find more information, including a map. That's one of two advisories from local power companies. BTU is reminding homeowners that tree trimming is underway throughout its service area. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Bombers Baseball, your minor league experience right here in the Brazos Valley. Fireworks, bobbleheads, a huge inflatable kid zone, cotton candy, Thirsty Thursday, turkey legs, on-field entertainment, live music. Kids get to run the bases every night. The world-famous Smitty Burger and so much more. Start your minor league experience today at American Momentum Bank Ballpark and online at bvbombers.com. Tickets start at just $5. Bombers Baseball, brought to you by American Momentum Bank, Brazos Bingo, Jones & Lowe Agency, and Sterling Auto Group.
Come on down to Hilco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
In the real estate arena, you've heard it's all about location, location, location. With Cherry Ruffino and Coldwell Banker United, there's more to it than just location. There's experience. Cherry Ruffino has 36 years in real estate, assisting with real-life situations and solutions. There's energy. Cherry has a team of enthusiastic professionals that will walk with you every step of the way. There's confidence. Cherry Ruffino uses her creative and extensive resources to guide you from contract to close. CherryRuffino.com, award-winning realtor, friend for life.
About 20 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's be honest, you may have wanted to go to Amico Nave and you've gone in at lunchtime and they've been full up. Well, you know what? You can make a call and you can now do a reservation for your lunch. That way you know there'll be a table ready for you at Amico Nave. Great place to take folks from the office. You have that discussion, do you? Let's go to eat someplace? Put Amico Nave in the mix. They're located right across, of course, from Shipwreck Grill. And a lot of their portions, the lunch is their signature portion, some of the items that you would have on the evening menu, but they're a little bit smaller portions for lunchtime, so that's great. There's some things that I happen to like. I kind of like the blue crab, the lump, the avocado with the basil. That's pretty nice with the fresh mozzarella, but that's a personal preference. Once you've gone in there, believe me, you'll try different things every time you go in because the whole menu's that way at lunch or at dinner. And also remember, they have a private room in the back for banquets or rehearsal dinners or maybe a business meeting, and it's got a full AV system in that private room. So, Amico Nave, accepting reservations now for lunch, right across from Shipwreck Grill. Let's do some weather for you. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
With us heading into the middle part of June, our temperatures will start to get uncomfortably warm each day. Lots of sunshine today, 95. An isolated thunderstorm may develop by late today. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun, perhaps an isolated storm late in the day tomorrow, 90 to 95. It'll be mostly sunny and very warm on Wednesday. Highs will be up around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. A&M Track and Field does more than well yet again. Also, Brazos Valley Bombers are back on the winning track, and we've got you caught up with the French Open and NBA Finals all to boot. We'll do that for you here in about 10.
So I'm reading a little bit more about this oncologist. She's apparently very well-known.
Really?
This is, and apparently she's at the Anderson Cancer Center.
Yeah, so, well-known for poisoning people?
Well, she's at the Anderson Cancer Center, which, you know, says something right there. So, yeah, that's so that happened just down the road there in Houston. So, see how that works out for you?
Sure.
All right, so Forbes magazine has compiled this list, and I think they really came out with it earlier this year, but it's got a little bump up in the news today, of the 25 best places to retire. They don't rank them. They list them in alphabetical order. And they compiled the list. They crunched the data on more than 400 cities from every state, looking at factors ranging from living costs and taxes to crime and opportunity to stay active and outdoor exercise and all that. This year's list has locations in 16 states, almost all the time zones. Five states, though, being Florida, Texas, Arizona, North Carolina, and Louisiana. Doing pretty well.
Those are nice places.
Well, they are, as a matter of fact. In the list is from Texas would be Austin, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, and College Station, Texas.
Hey, hey.
Now, see, but I want to know, and I don't have any answer to this. I just kind of throw the question out there. This is the second story we've had in less than a week about retirement areas, okay? Last week, USA Today did a story about secret retirement areas, you know, that you wouldn't think of, meaning probably not in Florida.
That was my first thought,
too. Yeah, right. It has sane people in it.
Well, are more baby boomers hitting a certain age number this week? Or, I mean, I don't, you know, more babies are born at some times of year than other times
of
year.
No, I don't know. And I'm not sure why they're doing this. Maybe it's just summertime and people have time to travel and check out where they want to retire. But that story also listed this as College Station, Texas.
Leaving out Bryan.
Oh.
And I don't know why that is. It's, you know, the market actually is called, I believe, College Station Bryan now because College Station has a higher population than Bryan. But
Yeah, but B comes before C.
Has nothing to do with nothing.
It just feels more natural saying Bryan College Station.
It's like Midland, Odessa.
And
okay?
Bryan's older than College Station.
Has nothing to do with nothing. Has to do with population, okay? But I'm saying, at some point, this area needs to be expressed in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And at least in two situations in the last week, that's not the case.
Well, maybe they haven't been here and they don't understand that it's...
Go ahead.
I moved here and I can't tell it apart in certain areas.
But that's why they have, you know, demographics. They have people who are specialists in that so that you don't have to necessarily know. That you can go in and it's... you know, there are other cities. Minneapolis, St. Paul. These are big ones. Actually, smaller cities that are Raleigh, Durham. I mean, they do that. So it's they're around and they're out there, and they need to find a way to start expressing it that way because there's a lot of stuff being built in Bryan that's geared towards seniors.
You know,
as well.
Because maybe there's a lot of nice houses in College Station, but all the fun and art is in Bryan.
Well, actually, I mean, I appreciate you saying that, but I think that right now the folks in Bryan would like me to remind people that there are probably more homes, $300,000 and more, being built in Bryan than in College Station.
Well, and Bryan has the older, what's the word, like classic homes? I can't think of the right word.
Well, sure, that's fine. They do, because historic homes, because it's an older city. Hello.
Yeah, but if we add in the Bryan crime rate, that'd knock us right out of the park.
Now, get out of here. Now, you see, don't be nasty. It's a different kind of... It's a different profile in some areas of the city. But again, it's an older city. You know, we start getting into those demographics. And of course, I guess we could bring in, what did the demographics of College Station look like 40 years ago from what they look like now? What do the crime statistics look like? You know, College Station's grown in that area too. So I'm not going to let you pin that on Bryan. College Station's got plenty of crime problems that they didn't have just a few years ago. Still and all, saying all that, it's a great place to live, and I wish Forbes magazine wouldn't put it in there. But you see,
we want to keep it a secret.
If we could. But retired people are great because they come in, they bring their money, and they don't bring kids to put in schools. No, that's true. And, I mean, that's important. Now let's move on to things that are even more important than that. And, Kevin, you've done a fine job in the sports
today.
Oh,
boy. I missed another one.
Well, it's the World Toe Wrestling Championship.
They
took place in Ashburn, England on Saturday. Somehow, Kat, it makes me think, have you been to Ashburn?
If I have, I didn't realize I was there.
And obviously you weren't there during the World Toe Wrestling Championships.
No.
Okay.
Well, I probably could have held my own, except that my toes are really small. Maybe I would be at a disadvantage.
I don't know.
Seems like someone with longer toes would do better.
It could be that they have a short toe division.
I used to know a girl who could write her name with her feet. She had really long toes.
I'd suggest she use a pencil.
It's easier that way, I find.
Hundreds gather annually to root on countless contestants in what amounts to basically arm wrestling with your feet. Contestants lock big toes and try to pin or trap their opponent's foot to the ground for 3 seconds.
Sounds like a good way to get hurt.
It's a best 2 out of 3 going to the winner. Competitors include people with names like Twinkle Toes and the Tominator.
The Tominator?
This year's winner, Alan Nasty Nash, claimed his 10th championship. He wears a band around his neck with a dangling charm in the shape of a foot. He probably stole it from the Monopoly game. And a pedicured big toe tattoo that reads, Nasty. Toe wrestling began, of course, as we all know, in 1976, created by a man named George Burgess, who, legend has it, wanted to give England the chance to be world beaters in at least one sporting event. So there you go.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
With a few clicks of a mouse, skies brighten, teeth whiten, and imperfections disappear. Photoshop pictures are all over the place, and they teach an important lesson on happiness when it comes to social media. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Pick up most magazines and altered pictures grace nearly every page. Technology makes it easy to manipulate images and blur the line between real and make-believe. In fact, an editor of one well-known magazine says his industry has shown a growing impulse to improve on reality. And social media has become an outlet for ordinary people to improve their reality, too. Many people reveal only the best and most attractive aspects of their lives to Facebook friends. And as harmless as this seems, it can lead to jealousy and discontent. Of course, I'm not suggesting people turn to social media to reveal their innermost struggles and conflicts. But if you're feeling worse with every Facebook update you read, it could be because you're being exposed to the perfectly Photoshop versions of other people's lives. It can leave you jealous of your friend's marriage or their kids, or discontent that your vacation just doesn't measure up. Now, social media can be a great tool, but you have to keep a healthy perspective as well. Don't compare the unedited reality of your everyday life with the carefully crafted images of others. For more, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise, and when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.5%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Texas A&M won its fourth men's NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championship as the Aggies and Florida Gators each scored 53 points to share the 2013 title on a dramatic final day. Leading the team scoring over Florida 52-43 going into the final event, the 4x400-meter relay, the Aggies put their championship in jeopardy when they dropped the baton before the first exchange. Ricky Babineaux retrieved the baton, and the next three legs completed the race to earn a very important 1 point in eighth place as Florida won the race, going away, achieving a total then of 53 points on the day. Only after an extensive review by the officials, they decided to give the A&M team the eighth place mark after dropping the baton. This marks the seventh national championship won by Texas A&M track and field programs over the last 5 years and is the 34th championship claimed by Aggie head coach Pat Henry. Moving now to baseball, the Brazos Valley Bombers finally stumbled on number 8, winning 8 in a row and then falling to Dallas 2-0 on Saturday. Picked it up yesterday and trounced the Texas Marshals 9-2. Here's starting pitcher Mike Walker.
Everything was working for me. Spotted up well. Righties throwing good changeups too, and lefties I was throwing curveballs too, and usually it's my routine and it worked for me tonight.
Bombers get back after it tomorrow against Kilgore as they head to East Texas Pump Jacks. The first pitch at 7:05, and all the action is on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Juniors Rafael Pineda and Jason Jester were both selected on the third day of the 2013 Major League Baseball First Year Player Draft Saturday. Pineda was selected by the Seattle Mariners in the 30th round with pick number 897. Jester was selected with pick 898 by the San Diego Padres. A&M Consolidated advanced to the 2013 State 7-on-7 Division I tournament after knocking off Magnolia, Manville, and Colleen Ellison over the weekend. In the NBA, Mario Chalmers scored a game-high 19 points in the Miami Heat, even the NBA Finals at a game apiece by dominating the last 28 minutes of the 103-84 win over San Antonio. Here's Chalmers after the win.
We was able to make some adjustments that really helped us out. You know, the first game was just a fill-out game for us. You know, it was really our first time playing the Spurs when we're healthy and they're healthy. So it's going to take some time to get used to, and I think we made the right adjustments.
LeBron James wrapped up with 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists for the Heat, who led 98-71 late in the game after falling behind 62-61 with about 4 minutes left in the third. Danny Green had a team-high 17 points for the Spurs, who host Game 3 tomorrow night. Rafael Nadal has become the most successful French Open player in the history of the Open, winning his 8th championship.
That's more than I even can dream about, these kind of things, no? But here we are today. You know, I worked a lot since I was a kid to be a professional tennis player, and I never thought about something like this, but just can say thank you very much to everybody who really supported me during all my career, and because of them, I am here today.
Nadal beat fellow Spaniard David Ferrer 6-3, 6-2, 6-3 to improve to 59-1 while playing at Roland Garros. Sprint Cup points leader Jimmy Johnson dominated the Pocono Raceway to win his third race of the season.
I mean, what a race car. I mean, not only the car and the handling and the grip that it had, but the engine and what was under the hood. I mean, when I'd lean on the throttle, this baby would run down the straightaway and yard anyone and everyone. So hats off to everybody in all departments in Hendrick Motorsports.
He led 128 of 160 laps and was never seriously challenged a week after his run at the win for Dover was taken away by a penalty off a restart. Greg Biffle was second. Dale Earnhardt Jr., Johnson's teammate, was third. And old five time was at it again.
I mean, what a race car.
First pitch, David Murphy. It's a high drive, deep right center, way back. That ball is history. Murphy homers on the first pitch from McGowan. And the Rangers now lead it 6-4.
And that's where it finished, 6-4 for the Rangers over the Toronto Blue Jays. Adrian Beltre, Nelson Cruz, and David Murphy all homered for the Rangers. Adam Lind had a 3-run shot in the third that gave the Blue Jays the 4-0 lead to start with. Alex Gordon and Eric Holmzer each added run-scoring singles in the eighth inning yesterday for the Kansas City Royals' blanking of the Houston Astros 2-0. And finally, Brett Williams' RBI double in the 17th inning lifted the North Carolina State team to a 5-4 victory over Rice in the longest super regional baseball game ever played in NCAA history. That's your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
In Texas, we like everything big, and there's no bigger selection of Texas gifts and Texas home decor than at the Texas Trading Post. TXTraders.com is your local online store for fun Texas stuff. Great Texas gifts at affordable prices. TXTraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks so much for voting the Texas Trading Post the best online store in the Brazos Valley for the past 2 years. We're asking for you to vote for us again. You can find the link at TXTraders.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. Didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't, because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally, and then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions. And something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, this is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. If you're making summer travel plans, make sure to include a trip to BCS Tires and Lifts to keep your car running great all summer long. BCS Tires and Lifts is your locally owned Tire Pros dealer. BCS Tire Pros is offering a great selection of top name brand tires and auto service, all backed with a nationwide warranty and free roadside assistance for 1 year. That's right, a free roadside assistance and a nationwide warranty. Give us your keys and put your mind at ease. Call us at 979-314-2484 or go online at BCS.
You know, it's summertime, it's warm, you want to be outside, you want to be enjoying yourself, but please, please go back inside because the upcoming season of Celebrity Wife Swap is coming up.
Oh, gosh.
And it will feature Bristol Palin and Melissa Rivers. That's exactly right. But coming up the first week, it'll premiere on Sunday, June the 23rd. Nature Boy Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper will be trading families for a week. Tell me there could be anything more compelling in your life than watching that.
I can't think of anything.
High temperature.